When did you begin to think that maybe you would work with the tribunal?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, when did you decide that maybe that you would come to work at the tribunal?
Comme journaliste, je travaille un certain moment à Radio Rwanda. À partir donc après le juillet 1994. Et après, comme je travaillais au Rwanda, j'ai fait un projet qui a fait que je sois le premier journaliste, même rwandais, qui soit au tribunal pénal international pour le Rwanda pour couvrir les procès qui sont commencés à se dérouler là-bas. C'était en 1997-98. Alors, à ce moment, c'est à partir de ce moment peut-être que j'ai eu des connaissances et j'ai eu un poste. J'ai postulé comme tout le monde et on m'a recruté.
Okay, and for me, a little bit in English.
In 94, July, especially after July 94, I was journalist at the Radio Rwanda.
So you came back to Rwanda
yes,
right
I came
away.
back to Rwanda and I was journalist. And in 96, 97, I did a project to go to cover some events or trials in Arusha. And I was there for like 1 year. Just to set up a desk of the ORINFOR, that is the National Office of Information in Rwanda. And I set up that bureau and I was following the trials, reporting every day what's going on, the activities of ICTR at that period. It was in 97, 98. And from that time, I come back and I think it's in 99. There were announcement in the that ICTR they need an information officer who speaking Kinyarwanda who could work here in Rwanda, and I was candidate and I have been selected.
Excellent. And when you were in Burundi, were you also working as a journalist there?
Yes, also. I was working in a daily newspaper, but also sometime also in the radio.
What was it that back in July of 94 that made you come back so quickly after the genocide? What did you think?
Yeah, I think it was for me. I grow in exile, and the situation which was in the country, it was not allowing me to come in the country here. So you can imagine how. For me, my dream was even to work for my country, at least. It's a long history to be a refugee or to be in exile, and not to have a country. Probably some people cannot understand. That is a terrible thing. I think people cannot really understand the weight of that. Growing in exile, never know your country. So there is some rights and fundamental rights, even simple things. You miss and you would like to have.